Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Like most New England communities, Lowell's beginnings are rooted in farming. Then, in the 19th century, came the textile industry and the mills along the Merrimack River that helped sow the seeds of the Industrial Revolution. Now, most of those mills have been repurposed, and Lowell is revisiting its early roots. A project called New Entry Sustainable Farming works with recent immigrants from Africa, Latin America, and South Asia who hunger not only for a leg up economically, but also for a taste of foods from their homelands. Reporter Chris Burrell takes us to the fields outside Lowell.
Under the heat of a mid-afternoon sun, Siona Bon Ngufor swings a hoe at the knots of crabgrass that threaten her furrows of peppers and pumpkins.
I weeded just a week ago, but look at it now, you have to weed it back. The hardest thing is weeding.
Just weeds? The 53-year-old from Cameroon won't complain that she just worked an 8-hour shift. She's a nursing assistant in a home for elderly. But as tired as she is, the payoff is vital. It fills her family's plates.
I live with my brother, with my nieces, so all of us eat this vegetable, so that's why I feel happy. When I bring the vegetables, a lot will cook and everybody will be satisfied, because if we go to buy, we will not have that much. But if it's from the farm, at least we'll get enough.
Almost all the farmers here are poor and arrive with a range of agricultural skills. The New Entry Project, run by Tufts University, gives them a 3-year running start with land to cultivate, subsidized use of equipment, and free training.
Bottom line is plant diseases are going to reduce your yield, right? So how are diseases spread?
That's Mackenzie Bookholder, the project's on-site ag expert, a former Peace Corps volunteer in Zambia. Mackenzie says that when it comes to food, immigrants face a whole new world in America.
The folks who are coming to us from Southeast Asia and different parts of Africa were used to having food come from 15 kilometers from where they were living. And the huge contrast in coming to America and not knowing where your food comes from is a pretty big thing.
Braids dangle over Nikki Makarutsa's forehead as her right hand sweeps low over leafy pumpkin greens. You won't find pumpkin greens at the local supermarket, but Zimbabweans like Nikki yearn for this vegetable.
That's a delicious food in my country. It's a delicacy. So that's high in iron.
Nutrition ranks high on Nikki's list of reasons for becoming a farmer. She was a middle school teacher in Zimbabwe before she fled the political turmoil 9 years ago. She now works the night shift as a practical nurse and tends to her 4 acres in her off hours. In black rubber boots decorated with white peace signs, she strides from furrows to the outdoor wash basin with a certain gusto.
I work 11 to 7. I go home, take breakfast, come home, take a shower, sleep, go to work. That's the life, 24/7. Doing everything manual, you really need to be at the farm, like, more than your own job.
But farming may soon supplant Nikki's nursing job. She was just given 3 additional acres of land from a nearby church. In exchange, she'll give 8% of her crops to homeless shelters. Her goal? To run her own community-supported farm.
That's my big dream, and I'm not going back about it. Yeah. If it means me delivering door-to-door, if it means we make an arrangement where the customers can come and pick it up, I really want to do it.
She's already given her farm a name, one with roots in her homeland.
It's called Pamzinda. It's a name that means being at home. Quiet, fresh air, plants growing green and so forth, you know. So you can go harvest yourself, and you know, they don't have to come from Pennsylvania or Indiana or go through a lot of truck stops. No, it's right here. I can harvest them in there. That's the feeling that I want. Yeah.
Siona Bon Ngufor knows that desire for home away from home. To till the soil and scrape away weeds, she uses a special tool she brought all the way from her native Cameroon.
When I was coming from home, I put it in my bag with my clothes. So I didn't buy it. I brought it right away from Africa.
Way to look at it. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm going to go for some of this.
On a recent Saturday at a roadside farmer's market, Siona makes a memory come alive for a customer named Nene, who is an immigrant from Sierra Leone. It happens with a vegetable most Africans know well, a leafy green called amaranth.
I'm going to make stew. Yeah, green stew.
Siona's greens suddenly shrink the thousands of miles that separate Lowell from Freetown. There are smiles on both sides of this farm stand. Nikki witnesses the same event, the cultural chord that resonates when people from far away see the food she grows right here.
From the first when they come here, they are so surprised, they are so happy. It's never enough. I have to limit them to say, no, you have to take like 10 dozens because we need to give other people, you know. It's really rewarding just to bring memories to the people, you know.
Today, just passing. Yes. Okay. I'm surprised to see you.